Selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
Think about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts, Larry Levine and Daryl Amy, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amy, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
I'm actually looking at
live in person. There's no virtual window between us.
Zero. It's the outbound week. Daryl, it has been an absolute epic, amazing, over-the-top experience.
It has been fantastic. And as you can see, we are broadcasting here live from the Outbound Conference. We have got so many great things to share with you. Things that we've learned over the last few days, it has been just fantastic, Larry.
You know, and the best part of this, we were kind of chuckling before we started recording this, and there was no cardboard cutouts, people.
Right.
It was live. We were shaking hands and high-fiving and
sales
hugging.
Sales is back. Hey, by the way, welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. And if you're new, you've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And as we start, we want to give a huge shout out to our friends at BombBomb. BombBomb is helping us rehumanize business. And one thing we learned over this last year is the power of video communication. And I love how BombBomb makes it simple to reach out and say hi and move the sale forward.
No, absolutely, because what was really interesting about as they're walking
there
by, we get the fans.
Got Jeb Jr. right there. Shout out, podcast alumni. This is live.
This is live, so we're just rolling. So we're people are walking by.
Anything may happen.
Here's what was interesting, because at in one of the keynotes, they were talking about the use of video in prospecting.
That's right.
And it was interesting. This was yesterday, by the way. Mm-hmm. And what was so cool is I was stopping by some of the booths that were at the Outbound Conference, and I overheard a couple people talking about BombBomb. So special shout out to BombBomb. It makes, you know, the book, actually the book by Ethan and Steve about rehumanize your business. If there's ever been a time to put a face behind a name, it's right now. Bring yourself to life. There's so many different ways that you can leverage the power of video, not only to prospect, but for client retention, for, you know,
moving the deal forward.
Exactly.
Yeah, so go to bombbomb.com/heart. Try it out free for 14 days. That's bombbomb.com, bombbomb.com/heart. Give it a try for free for 14 days. You know, Larry, the last few days here at the Outbound Conference has been incredible.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of this conference, when I watched the kickoff, I watched, I looked at the topics that were on deck. I said, actually walked up to Jeb and said, you know what? This is the kickoff to the next era of selling. And I really believe this. I mean, we have all gone through an incredibly challenging year plus with the pandemic. And I know, you know, disclaimer, I know many of you listening in at various places around the country and around the world, it's slowly coming back. By the way, congratulations, Larry. LA is back online.
Oh, you know,
rebooted.
Well, speaking of you, LA, you triggered. By the way, y'all know I'm a diehard Dodger fan. I had to go there. You threw it in my ear. Complete sellout at Dodger Stadium this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
Yeah, so wherever you are, the good news is we're getting back. And, you know, there is a temptation right now, I think, to say we're getting back to normal. And there's a temptation to say we're getting back to, you know, 2019. But what I've realized this week is, no, we're getting back to a new world. We're getting back to 2021. And this is an incredible time and a crucial time for all of us to really invest in our sales skills.
No, I absolutely agree. But I want to touch on what you said, because there's a couple words that we need to peel back in this. And, you know, some people are looking at this as, you know, let's go back to normal or new normal.
Right.
But what I'd like for us to think about, we can think about this together, is what did we learn through this time that we can now take forward with us? I you know, we can't forget what's happened in the past. Let's just get that on the table.
Right.
We can't forget about it. But what I'm urging everybody to really think about is, don't just, now that things are opening up and reopening up, just please, 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 just don't go back to the habits prior to the situation. Learn from it. One of my favorite sayings is, the way that it was is not the way that it will be.
That's right.
Things are different. Let's acknowledge it, but let's leverage what we've learned through this situation that can propel us forward to actually do sales, in my opinion, better.
Well, and I think this is a really good time to evaluate yourself, evaluate your team, and go, what needs to stay and what needs to change? For example, one of the things I noticed over the last couple of days, I was watching Jeb do fanatical prospecting and doing objection handling, where you bring people up on stage and go, okay, go, you know, live. Now, hats off to anybody who can stand up on stage in front of 1,000 people and, you know, do an objection. But what it made me remember was, there are some fundamentals of selling that we absolutely 100% always have to practice. The way we prospect, the things that we say, how we go about doing it. You know, there are some things that we absolutely have to practice, just like a golfer's got to go to that driving range over and over and over again every day. So there's that. And I think as we move into this next era, you know, one of the things we've got to do is practice. And I kind of got the sense, Larry, that that we're out of practice. And what I mean by this is, it felt weird at first being back with human beings at a conference.
But you bring up a really great point. You use the word fundamentals.
Yes.
And if there's anything that we learned this week in outbound, the fundamentals, they don't go away.
No.
Right? Sales is sales.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How, you know, it's about the prospecting, it's the planning, it's the process, it's the conversations, it's the closing, it's the question handling, it's the discovery. All of that still doesn't change. It was the same before COVID, it was the same during COVID, it's gonna be the same afterwards. We can't lose sight, and that was stressed this whole week, is the fundamentals, the basics. Those things don't die. Things around it might, you know, become enhanced. There might be new tools and all that, but the fundamentals are the fundamentals.
My very first sales job was in Atlanta. The office was in Atlanta. I was walking through. We're right next to the Olympic Centennial Park, and I was remembering back in 1996, which was 3 years after I started my sales career. The company I worked for said, the old is forever new.
Yeah.
So there is an aspect of selling that will always be there, that we need to practice. However, in the midst of all of that, there are some new realities that I think we learned during the pandemic, and those were starting to come out at the conference. First of all, I just want to say huge congratulations, hats off. That keynote that you did on Selling from the Heart on day one was phenomenal. And I think the three C's that you talked about are pivotal right now in a world where people are wondering, who can I trust? Who can I trust?
Yeah, and the three C's were based on connection, consistency, and caring. And this is, you know, if you don't mind,
let's unpack this for a minute.
Let's unpack this, because I'm going to throw in another word that was used over and over, and I got that sense here at Outbound was community.
Yes.
Is, you know, the outbound, you know, this is now the fourth outbound, and the community that's being built around outbound, around prospecting, pipeline, and productivity.
Yes.
It's just been amazing. I'm going to ask us all to think about, what's the community that you're building with your clients? What's the community look like that you're building out in the marketplace? And I think community right now, and we've talked about it on prior podcasts, as far as, you know, I'll use the word micro communities. Are you setting up micro communities, maybe within your client base, within your targeted account list? Let's think about how we as salespeople can build community. And I'm sure, I mean, I know community is near
and dear
to you.
This is big. And I think this is really, I've known this, but this past year it became just evident how important the community is. And our good friend and our coach, Dave Sanderson, is talking about the formula for success with us, right? Purpose times talent. Purpose and talent, you need.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a purpose. If you don't have one, get this Selling from the Heart self-reflection journal, right? Sellingfromtheheart.net/journal. And find your purpose. Talent, I hope you have some talent. That's the fundamentals. That's learning your craft. But he said those, the multipliers are massive action and right association. I think as sales professionals, yeah, we know about massive action, right? We know what it takes to get in, get it done, do the things we need to do to be successful. But what has really become apparent to me this past year, and I think I saw it here at Outbound in Motion, was the right associations. Who are the right people that you need to become friends with in your network, where you are helping them, they're helping you? Those relationships are critical. And this right association thing is huge when it comes to selling, because, you know, you say, Larry, so eloquently, your network is your net worth. Yeah. And this is a time, you know, if this past year, I think we did a lot of reaching out and building relationships. We got to continue that and up the game even now as we're going back face to face.
And I want to touch on the right associations. That's the community aspect of this.
That's right.
And we'll this is touch on this a little bit more before we move to the consistency part of this. But your inner circle, mm-hmm, your inner circle is so critical to you right now. And your inner circle, and here's some ideas around your inner circle. Your inner circle is not only the people that you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to even task you to go one step farther and even two steps farther in this. Your inner circle now is your clients.
Yes.
It's your prospects. It's key influencers out in your marketplace.
Absolutely.
You are who you hang out with.
Yes.
And I really want to emphasize that. It's the right associations. That's the community part of this. The second part of the C's, mm-hmm, so to speak, is the consistency part of this.
Yes.
Is you must be doing this every day. I'm going to put a stop on this, and I'm going to really reemphasize this. This is every single day.
Yes.
And I know salespeople struggle with it, and Selling from the Heart, I write about salespeople are consistently inconsistent. It's not to disrespect the sales world, but if you want to build community, you have to be consistent. It's just not something you do occasionally. It's something you do every day, right, Daryl?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking as you're talking, I'm excited this afternoon. I'm doing a session on exponential revenue growth, and there's two ways to grow revenue. We get net new business, and we cross-sell more to our current clients. I think as sales professionals, we know that we have to be consistent in prospecting for net new business. We know that. I mean, that's been drilled into us since the beginning of our careers. However, if you want exponential revenue growth, not only do you have to have net new business, you need to cross-sell more to your current clients, which means you have to be fanatically consistent in networking and adding value inside your client base. So these are like the block and tackle things that need to happen. We know about prospecting, yep, but I think one of the things I've learned from hanging out with you, Larry, is it's also nurturing your client base and building that network of relationships. Those pay off not only in terms of cross-selling and maintaining, you know, your clients, getting more revenue per client, they also pay off in terms of referrals. And that part of it, if that's great net new business right there when you get referred in.
Yeah, I'm gonna touch on this even more, because prospecting for new business, we always talk about you have to grow new business. Let's just get that out on the table. Yes, we do have
always,
to grow new business every single day. However, I don't want to grow new business and sacrifice that for my clients. In other words,
right,
I can't afford to not take care of my clients in order to grow new business. So here's where I task, and this is the connection and community part of this, mm-hmm, is look inside your client base right now. And I'm gonna say go high, wide, and deep on, yep, a consistent basis, high in the company, mid-size in the company, lower levels in the company, people in the back of the company. You never know who they know.
That's right.
I'm a big believer that you're 1 degree of separation from your best sales opportunity. A lot of salespeople don't know it because they're not connected to and building community with their current clients.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's talk about some of the things we learned over the last couple of days. It was so good hanging out. I mean, you could just rattle off the list of friends and really Selling from the Heart podcast alumni that we got to share time with over the last few days. What were some of your takeaways from the people you talked with and the sessions you attended?
I mean, I'm a massive fan of Meredith Elliott Powell.
Yes, in fact, she's in session right now. As soon as we're done with this, we're going to learn more
but,
from Meredith.
You know, she really drilled in, and you could probably peel this back, Daryl, on Thrive, you know, her new book that's coming out. But she really peeled back the nine layers in her book.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, right now, as the world's changing, as we're moving into this hybrid world, you know, just saying the word hybrid, what does that mean? Well, that's our job as salespeople, is to help our clients figure out what does that mean for you in your industry. The model in Meredith's book, Thrive, How to Turn Uncertainty into Competitive Advantage, is a great model for salespeople to take to their clients. In fact, one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a box of those books and send them out to my clients and prospects, because it's a great model for a conversation. And you want to put yourself in the position of being a trusted advisor. You need to provide a framework to have a discussion about strategy for their business. And so I'm excited about that. And I think one of the takeaways that I got from both Meredith, and I got to share some time with Anthony Iannarino, there we go, let's get that name right. You know, one of the things I love about Anthony is that strategic mindset around selling, right? Around saying, and the stuff that he shared was dynamite in saying, it's not about just the product and the value that you add. It's about helping clients understand the framework in which they make decisions. And there is so much incredible knowledge. The ideas that he shared were profound. And this is where I think that as sales professionals right now, in the middle of this dynamic shift, you know, the world's always changing, but right now it's really changing. This is a time for us to be able to go in and have discussions at a strategic level about our clients' businesses, about how they make decisions, and to truly establish the position of trusted advisor, as Jay Abraham says, to establish that position of preeminence, to where we become the people they go to, not just when they need to buy a product, but when they need advice and when they need to be connected to somebody else. And if we can be that resource, amazing things happen. So that's one of the biggest takeaways
And as I was listening to what you're saying, one of the key takeaways that I got, and it was amazing speakers on stage, you know, throughout the whole outbound conference, but it was the small conversations in the lobby. It was the small conversations backstage. It was the small conversations walking to lunch. And what I really picked up a lot from the speakers was, you know, what are some of their tips and tricks that they do? And I want to go back to, you know, you said you were going to buy a box of books.
Yes.
Is I remember having this conversation over coffee with Mark Hunter, and he said one of the things he does is, and he's got great books in high profit prospecting and a mind for sales, but what he sends out books to his clients or people he'd like to do business with on the books he's reading.
Yes.
Hey, I just finished this great book.
Thought you'd like it.
Let's
talk about it.
That's, you know, those are the key takeaways that I always get from outbound. It's the sidebar conversations.
Yes.
But I want to go back to the conversation part of this, because it was really evident on a lot of the speakers on stage, is they said, hey, before you have a sales conversation, we just need to open up a conversation. We need to build connection with people. That was profound almost in everybody's speech.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so this, in the other thing that we talked about was the hybrid sales model. So we, you know, many of us have spent the last year behind screens, in front of cameras. And, you know, it's so funny, Larry, for years, you've been telling salespeople, your clients don't always want to meet with you face to face. We can prove it. We, you know, we have clients all over North America, Europe, and Australia. And practically, you know, we've been virtually selling for years now, But what we learned this time, I think, is that there is going to, you know, we've got to learn to develop that skill set and balance. We got to keep developing our ability to communicate over video. Once again, shout out to our friends and sponsors at BombBomb for making that easy. Yeah. But we've got to continue to invest in ourselves, in our skill set, in our technology, to be able to really convey and communicate over video. And we've got to learn how to blend that with face-to-face. And I think, you know, what I'm excited about, Larry, is I think now that there's less expectation for face-to-face, now that there's less expectation to always jump on an airplane, what that means is we have an opportunity to amp up our communication
yes.
with multiple people inside our current accounts. And this is where, you know, the reality, I thought Jeb Blunt Jr. did a fantastic session on selling over video and the power of using technology to advance the sale, the power of using technology to build relationships inside that entire buying team, you know, whether it's 3, 6, 12 people, however many people are on the buying team now, since we have less windshield time, less maybe airport time, we've got the ability to increase our networking time. And I think that's going to be really helpful as well.
I want to play on this because though you guys can't see it, we're in a room at Outbound and we're surrounded by cameras right now and we're delivering our podcast. And it's a little bit different because A, I haven't seen Daryl for a while. So I'm actually going, okay, well, what's going on? However, I want us to key in on this for a moment because the use of video, and Jeb Blunt Jr. did an amazing job on this, is people. I think things get lost sometimes when you deliver a message in email. I'm not to say that we pull email out of our communication.
Right.
However, you in video, you can actually pull somebody in. We can pull you into this conversation by how we position ourselves, the tonality, the excitement behind our voice. Mm-hmm. A lot of times things get lost in email because you can type things out on a keyboard and you can put capitalization and an exclamation point and people can take that in a totally different manner. So let's think about how we can leverage video throughout the whole journey and how can we really get our point across. And they don't have to be long videos.
Right.
That's it. They were, you know, Jeb Blunt Jr. is talking about 30 to 45 second videos that drive home a point, put your face there, connect, relate to somebody, pull them in, and put that voice behind the message.
And I think overall, this was the message as we're wrapping this conversation up. We can talk about what we learned here. By the way, if you didn't come to Outbound this year, you have to come next year. And it's already, the tickets are already for sale. You can use the code HEART10 and get 10% off your advanced ticket price. It's going to be in September. Go to outboundconference.com, check out the dates. You want to join us for this because this is 3 focused days. I have learned so much. I mean, the upgrade, right? It felt like you download the new software for your phone. It's like
I was having coffee with somebody this morning. I said, "So what's your experience been like?" He goes, "It's like drinking water through a fire hose."
Yeah, and it's been so good. Like, and we've all been in sales. This isn't our first rodeo. No. And even, you know, almost 3 decades into my sales career, I'm listening and I'm learning the fundamentals. And I'm also learning new ways to think. And it was this beautiful balance of, let's get back to fundamentals. Yeah. And hey, we're also going to learn some new shots here and some new ways to approach the game. It's been fantastic. But Larry, I think, you know, right now, this is the time to invest in yourself. And you talked about community. And one of the best things about being here was actually meeting people. We met folks from the Selling from the Heart Insiders Group, which, by the way, if you're looking for a community of heart-centered sales professionals, you've got to join the Insiders Group, sellingfromtheheart.net/insiders, and you'll have a community of like-hearted sales professionals that want to build their network and up their game. But this, you know, this right now, this is such a pivotal time. And whether you're new in your sales career or whether, you know, you're, well, how do we say, seasoned, Larry?
Seasoned, tenured, well taken care of.
That's right. Cruising towards retirement, whatever that is. Wherever you are in your sales career, this, I believe right now, is a critical moment. And there is a temptation right now, you know, now that people are starting to go back to the office and, you know, some of the restrictions are being lifted and all of that. As we said at the beginning, there's a temptation right now to go back and go, we can go back to 1999, or for some of you, back to 1994,
or like when you started your career in the 50s.
Right? Yes, we can go back to 2019. There you go. I totally dated myself. Whatever that time period is, this is not, your clients need you to be present in 2021. Your clients need you to be relevant to what's going on. Your clients and prospects need you to be at the top of your game in terms of helping them make great decisions, in terms of understanding the dynamics of what's going on in the market and helping them think through that. So I just want to cheer everybody in the Selling from the Heart podcast audience on. We want to cheer you on to just say, keep investing in yourself, you know, and keep working towards being that value-added provider, both in ideas and connections for your clients and prospects. And you have a huge opportunity right now to accelerate your success.
And he goes, I love the word invest, because one of the quotes I used was from our near and dear friend Marnie Schneider, or as her grandfather Leonard Toast always would say, if you fail to invest, you'll never be able to collect.
Right.
And what I really admire as we bring the podcast to a close is there was a lot of people who came to Outbound on their own dime.
Yes.
And think about that for a second. I always say that Outbound is where sales professionals unite to become better. If you want to become a better sales professional, invest in yourself. It has the single best return on investment there is, hands down, Daryl.
No question. And you know, one of the things that we'll challenge everyone to do today is, do you have a personal development plan as a sales professional? Look, I know your company has boxes you gotta check and product training and things you gotta go to. That's like table stakes. That's just enough to be present. That's enough to be perfectly average. But I know the people listening in on this podcast don't wanna be average. So what sets apart the top 1%? They have a personal growth plan. And I think watching people this week invest in themselves, sit down with a notepad to invest the time to get here, the time to be here, you know, and really sit down and dive into this. I know what's gonna happen for the people that invest in themselves. They are gonna collect, and it is exponential. There should be a block of time and a block of money that you dedicate as a sales professional every year to become better. And the dividends that will pay over the next decade and throughout your career are gonna be incredible. So Larry, what a great time seeing you at the Outbound Conference.
And actually here.
Here we go, we're gonna high five right on the show. Live human being, that proves there's no,
There's no screen, nothing.
We're back, and hey, I just wanna let you know, we are cheering you on right now. Special shout out once again to our friends at BombBomb for helping make this possible. A shout out to everybody in the Insiders group who is working together, building that community, taking massive action and developing the right associations. If you're interested in that, go to sellingfromtheheart.net/insiders and come join us for an incredible experience and amazing community. And Larry, I just want to say as we end, just a huge thank you for the way that you made a huge investment in people this week at Outbound. It was inspirational, and it was just so fun watching you just shine in your gifting.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Daryl. And before we end, I'll allow you to end the podcast
here
in a second. Come on, Daryl. It's like we haven't seen each other. Hey, people, we haven't actually seen each other for a while. So
that's
it's
right.
I love this guy. But just a special shout out to the Outbound crew.
Yes.
Jeb Blunt, you're amazing.
Yes,
we love you. Your passion and your commitment to make this happen is over the top. The whole Sales Gravy team, you're amazing. Absolutely. I'll leave you with this. If you're thinking about coming to Outbound and you're on the fence, just jump off the fence.
Yep.
Come to Outbound 2022. Block it on your calendar. You can go to outboundconference.com. You can get the early bird special. Daryl had given you the code. It's HEART10.
Yeah.
It's September 21st to the 23rd here at in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Awesome.
So on that, we love you guys. Daryl.
There we go. Can I end the podcast?
Go ahead. You can end the podcast
now. All right.
Now.
Let's do this. Until next time, keep being genuine. Keep being authentic, keep adding real value, invest in yourself, and most of all, sell from the heart.